This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Female Health and Health News channels. Don't forget, we are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, once again, we are speaking with return guest Dr. Ronald D. Blatt, MD, an expert in the field of women's health for over 30 years and private RX founder. Dr. Blatt, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Hey, thank you for having me again.
And you're most welcome. Always good to have you. So, Dr. Blatt, if you would, please remind our listeners why you created a women's line of intimate skincare products to kick things off today.
Okay, well, this goes back almost 30 years. When I first went into practice, I'm in practice in Manhattan, and my original office was on 86th Street and Park Avenue. And my patients at that time, a lot of them were menopausal or perimenopausal. And I noticed that they would come to the office, and their hair was perfect, their makeup was perfect, their clothing was perfect, their skincare, everything was perfect. And then I do my gynecologic exam, and I said, wow, their external genitalia was dry and flaky and saggy, and I said, they're taking care of their whole body except for their genitalia. And I said, one day I'm going to really develop a line of products to take care of this. And eventually it took many years, but we did it, and the line is called Private RX. And it's a line of intimate skincare to take care of women, primarily menopausal. It can be used for other ages, but it really is aimed at the menopausal and perimenopausal age group.
Also, Dr. Blatt, if you would, get into what are the products in the line of Private RX.
So there's an external vaginal moisturizer. There's an internal vaginal moisturizer. There's a personal lubricant, and there's products for shaving and waxing to help you after that. So once again, the external moisturizers for the external genitalia of menopausal patients. And once again, these are, when you're in menopause, your estrogen levels decline if you're a woman. And that has many effects on your body, but primarily in the genital region. And part of the effects is the skin in the external genitalia, as well as the internal genitalia, which are estrogen sensitive, become thinner, drier, and more easily irritated, with less tone and less what's called collagen and elastin. So they're less stretchable and less toned. And so for the external genitalia, the external vaginal moisturizer is to make the external genitalia, well, let's say more attractive, kind of younger looking. It moisturizes skin. It tones it, it firms it up, and it just makes it so it's nicer. You shouldn't let that part of your body go like if you're paying attention to the rest. The internal vaginal moisturizer is designed specifically for menopausal women. Once again, with a lower estrogen level, the vaginal tissues, the actual internal vaginal tissues, get thinned out, easily irritated. Intercourse often becomes painful, which can affect many people's relationships, whereas women age, even if they want to have intercourse, it becomes difficult, it becomes painful, where their male partner may say, you know, still want to have sex, not think about that, but for the woman it becomes painful, so she avoids intercourse, makes excuses, and it can affect their relationship. The internal moisturizer was designed specifically to be as close as we could to your own natural secretion. So it'll make you'll be lubricated, but it also will make the tissue kind of stronger over time as well. It's as opposed to a lot of things on the market, these have a medical bent. When we had these created, we went to the actual biochemist and told them what we wanted to do, and that I just don't want to be a Me Too product. I don't want this to be just like anything else on the shelf. It has to have some sort of medical benefit. So to that end, we put in a lot of natural ingredients which have properties which increase oxygenation of the tissue, scavenge free radicals, increase collagen, elastin, try to make the tissue healthier. And as such, it'll be comfortable when you're having intercourse and just be comfortable in general in life. A lot of menopausal patients find it uncomfortable even just to sit. Things become so dry. And so this will help as well. The personal lubricant is a lubricant really just for generally used just for intercourse right before, so you can use it with the internal vaginal moisturizer. If you need a little bit extra just at the time of intercourse, you put a little bit here and a little bit on at the opening of the vagina, and it'll make intercourse easier as well. Our other two products are for shaving and waxing. One is a cooling pad for after you shave. It helps decrease bacteria, decreases the incidence of whiteheads or pimples afterwards. And then a soothing serum is a high-quality moisturizer so that your skin is silky smooth and makes it less likely that the hairs will become ingrown, that the hairs after shaving will come out straight instead of getting ingrown and causing ingrown hairs.
Now, to clarify, the external vaginal lubricant is a relaunch product. Is that correct?
That's correct. This has been interesting to me as a clinician, as a doctor in private practice, not knowing anything about doing something like this when we decided to do this, and this whole project started over 8 years ago. It's an education on how you do this thing, how you develop products. And so all products have to be tested and clinically tested. They have to be laboratory tested. None of our products are tested on animals, but there's still laboratory tests that have to be done. And then there's clinical testing where you actually there are people that certain companies hire people and they set up a whole protocol for them in testing the products. And the external genitalia was placed on the market. We had people really loved it, but we had a few complaints over the years of people found some burning with that. And so when we sold out our kind of first run, we went back to the biochemist and said, a few people have complained that there's burning. Not many, it was just a small minority. Is there anything we can change to that and reduce it to zero? And so they looked at one of the ingredients and said, well, this is not a super important ingredient, but it can cause burning in some people. So we kind of reformulated, taking that out, and so re-released it on the market without that. And we've had great success since then, basically no complaints at all. And people have been very, very pleased with the product. It's basically, over history, it's been our best seller.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Ronald D. Blatt, MD, founder of Private RX, an expert in the field of women's health for over 30 years, back with us here on eHealth Radio's Female Health and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Blatt, where can women get the external lubricant and the other products in the line of Private RX?
Online, you can get it at PrivateRx.com. Amazon.com has it. I think it's Walgreens.com. It's in 2,200 CVS stores. Buy Low, Winn-Dixie, and other small chains have it as well. So, and it's continuing to spread as far as brick-and-mortar stores.
Certainly coming right along, and certainly very convenient of where to purchase products as well, I see. Now, Dr. Blatt, you've been a guest here before on eHealth Radio, as we've mentioned in the past, and also have appeared on TV, plus you and your products have appeared in numerous magazines. Since you have been out and about speaking on the Private RX line of women's intimate skin care and the subject of menopause, if you would, tell us why menopause still seems to be a taboo subject. Why do you think women tend to shy away from discussing this with their partners, friends, and family?
Well, you know, it's. I think it's just a natural. It's just basically has to do with aging. I think it's just, you know, it's our society and our is just a very youth conscious society. If you look at all the social media and all the magazines, and so kind of menopause is kind of a biologic statement that you're getting older, and so people, you know, who wants to talk about that? People don't want to talk about that. And it's been interesting to me in that patients will come in and we'll talk about that, and they'll have symptoms, and I'll say, you know, I'll kind of say, how about your friends? Are they having similar symptoms? They say, we never discuss it. You know, if they're feeling, another patient coming in and saying, I'm having problems with dryness, with difficulty having intercourse with my husband, and all this, and I've been trying this and that, and somehow if you say, well, if your friends had similar issues, they go, I don't know, I never talk about it. We don't talk about such things. And for me, it's kind of, I guess it's as a physician where you deal with this all the time, it's such a natural part of life where I kind of think, oh, it's almost, it's not silly, but this is something that all your friends are going through, and all your relatives. It's not like you're a drug addict and you're ashamed of, you know, abusing drugs. This is menopause. Everyone goes through this. So it's a natural type of thing, and women should discuss it more, and they should, you know, discuss with their partner. Plus, I think in the past, I think people had to suffer through this in silence, or they had some treatments and all this, but never great. And the whole medical establishment, as well as society, is kind of more accepting. So there's more and more products on the market to aid women. And so it should be more discussed, because it's a common thing that everybody goes through. And there's a lot of things that can be done now to alleviate the symptoms and keep your life going. You know, I'm 61, so I'm part of the baby boomer generation, and I'm not thrilled about being 61. But you know, you kind of keep going and you try to keep your life as enjoyable as possible. I think baby boomers are different than our parents in that we don't expect to get old and kind of act old. We're still kind of young, and we've always been kind of young and want to act young. And so products like our product line, Private RX, you know, kind of keep you young and healthy and active, and so as it should be. So I think that's really the issue. It's an aging issue, and people kind of don't want to admit that they're getting older. But I think just if you can admit it and do something for it and keep yourself young and active, it's the way to go.
Certainly like the sounds of that. Now, how are women reacting to your advice, suggestions, and wisdom on this subject?
I mean, I think it's getting there. When I kind of tell them similar things I just said to you, you know, it's a natural thing. And they kind of more open up. They're still, I think, a little bit, they're still hesitant to talk to their friends and their husbands about it. But I think it's getting there. It's slowly but surely becoming more open and talked about and so accepted. And since it's not just a sentence that you have menopause, you're getting older, and there's nothing you can do. Well, you know, it's a change of life, but there are things you can do to try to keep yourself young, healthy looking, active, you know, having intercourse without difficulty, without pain, so you can keep in control of your life, that it should be more accepted, more talked about. And I certainly hope so going in the future, because it's a natural part of life, nothing to be ashamed of. It's something that you can accept and do something about and keep yourself going and should be happy. It shouldn't be your life's on the downward slide because you're menopause. Well, it's just, okay, another change, and well, what do we do about that, and how do we keep going? And there's plenty of things on the market, including our products, to keep yourself going and being able to be active and young and healthy and have an active sex life, and that's the way it should be thought about.
Certainly always good to have you back and focusing on a subject that a lot of folks keep quiet, as we've mentioned. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, advice, or a final tip for the listeners today along the lines of our conversation?
Well, you know, it's just one, if, you know, you're menopausal or perimenopausal, and, you know, the average age of menopause, which is the cessation of menses, is 51. Perimenopause is, you know, kind of loosely defined as 10 years around that. People can have symptoms starting even 10 years before that, or even sometimes earlier. Don't be ashamed. Feel free to talk about it with your physician, your gynecologist, and they should be helpful. If they're not, find a gynecologist that is helpful, that's willing to help you and talk about it. I think in general, just be more open with your significant other, your husband, all this, saying, you know, I'm going through these changes. This is, you know, let's say sex is more uncomfortable, but I'm going to do something about it and all this. So they can go through the changes with you and help you out. And you don't have to hide, you know, in your own shell and worry about it. There's stuff to be done, and just be more open and accepting. And I think if everybody does that, we'll move a step further along in our society.
It is PrivateRx.com. Dr. Blatt, always great to have you, and have a great and prosperous and healthy 2017.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
We have been speaking with Dr. Ronald D. Blatt, MD, founder of Private RX and an expert in the field of women's health for over 30 years. And for more information, simply visit PrivateRx.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Female Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.